I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, squirrel hunting's a West Virginia tradition, and with the season now open, it's time to get yourself into the woods and be looking through the trees for those bushy tails. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. For as long as there has been a West Virginia, hunters in our state have been putting meat on the table from squirrel hunting. The tradition continues today. Keith Krantz is the small game biologist for the West Virginia DNR and says this year he's finding pretty good numbers out there.
Well, it's been my experience. We do. Season opens September 12th, and I've gone twice. And the first time I went, I heard or saw seven, killed two, shot at two and killed two. And the second time was... I think I saw or heard five and got two and maybe hunted an hour and a half both times.
Squirrel numbers each year typically are guided by the mast from the previous year. In a year where there's abundant mast, squirrels will have two litters. A light mast year and there will only be one. As for hunting them, that's a relaxing time in the forest.
I slip hunt. I still hunt through the woods and just a nice quiet walk. And I've been... not having any trouble finding them so far. They're still in the hickory, if you have hickory. Most of the places, the oak is very limited this year. So if you can find hickory, it'd be a good place to start.
And you'll have to look hard into those trees right now to find them, but Krantz points out that works both ways.
Well, they do. In the early season, though, they can't see you any better than you can see them. So that's one nice thing about the leaf cover is that they don't see you very good either. So it allows you, if it's calm, you can hear them up in the trees cutting or running through the leaves, and you know, then you can identify where they're at.
Sometimes you'll have a squirrel who's detected your presence flatten out against the side of the tree, peeking around at you, but you can eventually get him to move.
You know, when they do that, you might as well just sit down. Another way that you can bring them back around the tree to you. Sometimes you take a rock or a stick and throw it on the back side of the tree, and the movement and the noise will force the squirrel to come back around to your side of the tree.
Squirrel hunting is a lot of fun and fairly relaxing and a good time to share with others.
Take some kid with you. This is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And if you can clean them in the woods while you're going, while you're doing it, they're easier to clean. So, you know, you get back to the truck and they're already in a cleaned in a sack, and so it's a lot simpler.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.